From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Just 6 weeks before voters go to the polls, the two major U.S. party presidential nominees clashed late Monday in a televised debate at New York's Hofstra University. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton sparred over the economy, race relations, and foreign policy. Trump, the Republican nominee, blamed Clinton for the rise of the Islamic State.
This is something that never should have happened. It should have never happened. Now, you're talking about taking out ISIS, but you were there and you were Secretary of State when it was a little infant. Now it's in over 30 countries.
The former Secretary of State defended the Obama administration's Iranian nuclear deal.
So I spent a year and a half putting together a coalition that included Russia and China to impose the toughest sanctions on Iran. And we did drive them to the negotiating table.
They disagreed over economic and tax policy. Clinton said Trump's economic proposals wouldn't work. Trump accused Clinton of being all talk and no action. The election is November 8th. Polls show it a close race to succeed President Obama, who's constitutionally barred from beyond two terms. Gabonese President Ali Bongo scheduled to be inaugurated for another seven-year term in office Tuesday, 3 days after the controversial and narrowly won election was validated by the country's highest court, despite a challenge from opposition candidate Jean Ping. Martha, an unemployed mother, said economic conditions in the oil-rich nation remain poor. She said she has a big family and no means to support them. International observers criticized the August 27 ballot as lacking transparency. Taiwan bracing for another blow from another typhoon Tuesday, this time one named Maggie. This is VOA News. The embattled Syrian city of Aleppo sustained more airstrikes Monday, killing dozens in the rebel-held eastern sector. Medical supplies are said to be running low. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
What we have seen from the Assad regime and the Russians is a concerted campaign to strike civilian targets, to bomb civilians into submission.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, meanwhile, said the government of President Bashar al-Assad and its Russian allies seem intent on taking Aleppo and destroying it in the process. He also discounted a report that the Assad government is preparing to take action in a unity coalition. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Al-Mualim, in an interview on Lebanese television, took aim at the U.S. and rebels for failing to abide by a U.S.-Russian ceasefire announced earlier this month that collapsed. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say nearly 250 people have been killed in the city and outlying areas since a shaky ceasefire disintegrated days ago. The U.S. Monday issued a criminal charge and economic sanctions against the Chinese company Dandong Hongsheng Industrial Developmental Company for its alleged support of North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Its chairwoman and three top executives were also charged with conspiring to evade sanctions against North Korea. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
It was necessary to take these actions to maintain the integrity of the sanctions that were imposed by the United Nations and by the United States. And the United States and the international community will not stand idly by while North Korea continues to flout its international obligations, as outlined in numerous UN Security Council resolutions.
The company is also under investigation by Chinese authorities for its alleged connection with a North Korean bank suspected of financing Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday said more than $100 billion is needed to upgrade the country's nuclear force, including the construction of a new generation of weapons. Speaking at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota Monday, Carter said the credibility of the American nuclear arsenal is crucial to ensuring its deterrent power. Violent crime increased nearly 4% in the U.S. last year, although the number of offenses remains below the peaks of the 1990s. The Federal Bureau of Investigation said after a two-year decline, it's been seen a spike in murders and other violent crimes, including rape, aggravated assault, and robbery. Canada has confirmed that it found the wreckage of the second of two British ships lost in an Arctic expedition back in the 1840s. Sir John Franklin and his 128-member crew aboard the HMS Terror and Erebus perished after their vessels struck ice during the search for the elusive Northwest Passage linking the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.